Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm not here this morning with you, except on video. We recorded last night because I am recovering from the COVID, but in order to keep a safe distance from everyone, I felt it was more important to stay at home. Marty is also recovering as well. And so we thank you for your prayers during this time. Memorial Day is all about remembering, especially those who put their lives on the line and gave their lives up for others. Maybe I've told you about Harry before. Harry was one of my parishioners at Hope Lutheran Church in Mount Carmel. He was one of our elders as well. He was a special guy. He always had a smile on his face and a pinky handshake for the kids. I think all God's people are special and loved by God. But here's something I need to tell you about Harry that might make you wonder why he was such a happy Christian. The truth is, he wasn't always happy. During World War II, Harry was an infantryman on the front lines of the South Pacific. I don't remember exactly where this incident happened, but he and a band of his brothers in combat against the Japanese were in the middle of a fight when a hand grenade landed right in the midst of them. Harry, without a thought, leapt onto the hand grenade in kind of an awkward position. And while he saved the lives of his fellow soldiers, it blew off his left leg. Harry was a happy Christian, as I described. But I remember those early calls early in the morning when he was taken to the ER because of phantom pains. That's when there's no leg and yet the pain still persists. It's a pain that you cannot even imagine. It doesn't make sense, but phantom pain is as real as the nose on your face. I often think of Harry on Memorial Day, and maybe it isn't right since he didn't lose his life, but he sure put it on the line and suffered in writhing pain for decades afterwards. Sometimes I think he wished that the grenade had taken his life, but God had other plans, and he trusted God. He knew in his heart what God proclaimed in Jeremiah 29, verse 11 and 12. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you." But so many today do not share that faith, and sometimes even those in the church are tempted to think that God has abandoned them. To be honest with you, of those I have seen in the rural Hispanic community of Uvalde, I have not seen this lack of faith. Just deep grieving. A grief that I hear in the voice of Jesus when he looked down from the cross and said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." This community needs the comforting embrace of the Savior's arms in human form. And everywhere the cameras have been this week, people are embracing one another. These tragic scenes often bring out the best of people, lifting up their heads heavenward and crying out to God, knowing that he's here and he's listening, and he answers. Unfortunately, when people forget God and his glorious power in the midst of trial, it's not always these horrific events. Rather, sometimes it's like losing a job or the foreclosing of their house past due bills, creditors persistently calling, marriage difficulties, relationship challenges, bosses who are demanding and belittling, parents who don't understand, kids who don't obey. We forget that God is there. He is with us. He loves us. He provides for us even when it feels like we've been abandoned. Sometimes it feels like nobody cares. But even worse is the thought that God doesn't care. The problem is that every time a trial of some sort comes our way, we expect God to be our servant and not our master. And the truth is, he is both. But he always serves us as it best serves us. As our master, his greatest concern is our spiritual welfare. As our servant, he gives us just what we need, like a loving parent. There's the problem. We often look at our parents as problem-solving dispensers. Can you relate? Dad, I need some cash to go out with my friends. Mom, will you finish up my homework? I just didn't have time to do it. I remember when my wife was in college, she would call her dad. Sometimes there was a need, and sometimes just to tell him about some accomplishment. When she was taking her counseling courses at Lindenwood, one of the requirements was a statistics class. It's hard to say. Not being a lover of mathematics, she bit the bullet. Not only passed the class, she got an A in it. Knowing that her father, who had once worked on his PhD in mathematics, knowing that he'd be proud, she called him up. "Hi, Dad, it's Marty." He responded, "What's broke, you or your car?" When he discovered the real reason for the call, he said, "I knew you could do it." You see, God is not our slave to give us whatever we desire. He does answer us, but not always as we desire. Like a good parent, God gives us the things that will help us grow as Christians, to increase our faith and to trust him, even when he answers in ways that we don't understand. Remember what it was like to grow up? If you've forgotten, watch a young mother with a child in the first years of their life, especially when they're learning to walk. She's right there, not forcing the child, but encouraging him or her, and ready to catch them when they're about to fall. God spoke through the prophet Hosea when the people had forgotten him. And this is what he says, "Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up by their arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I led them with cords of kindness and with bands of love." The text for today was given to a people who were feeling like God had forgotten them. Isaiah then invites all of nature to join in a song of praise. "Sing for joy, O heavens! Exult, O earth! Break forth, O mountains, into singing." Why? "For the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his afflicted." But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me." And then comes the Lord's response in a passage that we should all keep close to our hearts when we or someone we love feels that God has forgotten them. He says, "Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb?" Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. I don't care what kind of tragedy takes a son or daughter away from a mother. It is impossible for her to forget them. I guarantee you that every Gold Star mother who is grieving the sacrifice of their son or daughter who had given their lives for this country, every mother whose child was stolen by the violent attack in Uvalde this past week will ever forget their child. This is God's point when he says, even these may forget, as impossible as that sounds, yet I will not forget you. To be present with someone is the best way to never forget. And while that's difficult for us, we should never forget the promise of Jesus to his disciples before his ascension when he said, and lo, I will be with you always, even to the end of the ages. Amen.